All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Mr. Paul Osborne. Welcome, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. I mean, the movie is Favor. I'm a huge fan of it. I interviewed Blaine Weaver a couple months ago and couldn't wait to talk to you. So now that it's out on Hulu and Hulu Plus, the timing's right.
Yes. Now anybody can stream it. They can listen to what you say, what I say, and go, I want to watch it right now. And
that's right.
Instant gratification.
I love it. You
know, download it off iTunes nonsense now. Hulu, baby.
That's the future, right?
I think so. What's funny, you know, Netflix, I used to go to a lot of indie movies, and they didn't really carry them anymore. But I didn't really do a lot of Hulu stuff. And then when we went on to Hulu, I went in there and started exploring. I'm like, oh my God, there's all these indies that I've been meaning to watch that we shared time with on the festival circuit last year. I'm like, they're on Hulu now. I'm like, oh, awesome. So I caught up with a ton of movies.
That's cool.
That weren't mine.
Yeah. Recently. It's funny how the business, just think about the distribution side of the business, how quickly it changes that, like for me as a consumer, you know, everybody looks for convenience, and for a while there, Redbox was great. You go to Redbox and you pay 99 cents a night or whatever for the movie, return it at your leisure, and then I guess there was something with licensing or whatever that they don't get the movies anymore, you know, so then you have to shift. As a fan, you have to shift. And is it Netflix? Is it Hulu? What do you want to go to?
Right.
It just always is changing.
Well, there's a myriad of options, which is what's kind of interesting. I mean, where I fall, because I'm a big movie consumer myself, I'm a fan first. And my big thing is it's now gotten to the point where when I want to watch something as a rental, I pretty much just VOD it.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I love my Apple TV, and I love iTunes, and I just watched Stretch, actually, the nice Joe Carnahan movie, which I recommend, by the way.
Nice.
But then when I want to own something, I own it's physical media for me. It's Blu-ray or DVD. Actually, it's Blu-ray. If I can avoid DVD, I do. But, and right now, there's a bit of a Blu-ray surge in the sense that there's all these really cool labels like Shout Factory that are doing these really awesome, pristine editions of movies. So I get really nerdy collecting my, Shout Factory Dolls edition or whatever it is. but that's kind of how I think it's doing it. But it's interesting, even just this morning, CBS announced that they're launching their own subscription-based, digital version of themselves. And that's a day or two after HBO announced theirs. So pretty soon you'll have a box, like Apple TV or Roku box, and you'll have these little buttons, and they'll just kind of go, I want to watch something from CBS. And you pop it up and there's all the CBS shit. So it's changing very rapidly. It's funny, actually, I did a documentary a few years ago called Official Rejection, which is a documentary about film festivals and filmmakers and everything else. And it's still the information is still fairly valid today. But when it came out, there was a producer who approached me and said, I'd really like you to do a sequel. What the hell about? I said, what are we doing about distribution? You know, you tackle film festivals, now let's tackle one about distribution. And I said, well, that's a really good idea for a documentary. The only problem is it's changing so rapidly
that
by the time I finished the documentary, I couldn't possibly make it fast enough for the information in it to still be valid when it was released. Like, it's so quick. I mean, the documentary would have had Kevin Smith, you know, doing his thing with Red State where he's bought it by himself and released it. And that's now old news. And that model is now different. And it's changing so quickly. Hulu's kind of a, you know, I didn't really, Hulu wasn't really on my radar, but more as a TV service. And my distributor, you know, Roche said, hey, we have a deal with Hulu. And I was like, really? And I went on there, and sure enough, there's a ton of indie movies. And actually, it's really fun right now because I love horror movies, and they have this Hulu-ween thing going on.
Oh, nice.
There's about a trillion really cool horror films, some of the obscure ones, the new stuff, the indie stuff, the studio stuff. You can just sit there and plow through them. I have this ridiculously filled queue now because I'm just going, I want to watch that, and adding it.
Does your family watch the same kind of movies you do? Do you and your wife watch movies together, or?
Yeah, my wife and I, well, it's funny, like, I have different, like, I watch certain kinds of movies with my wife. I have a 17-year-old daughter, 17, and I watch certain things with her because she and I have a similar sensibility, but she doesn't really dig action movies, and I watch action movies with my 12-year-old, So I have, like, I just watched Stretch with my wife, Leslie. I'm rewatching Twin Peaks with my daughter. She's never seen it. And then we all watched Edge of Tomorrow, which they hadn't seen.